All right. Welcome, everyone. This is Rally Sports Talk Show, the one and only Rally Sports Talk. All right. Today's Selection Day, Sunday, NCAA basketball. So we're going to get right started. The game starts at 1 o'clock. It's 12:44 East Coast time. So we're going to get it right started. So today, there's a game today between two teams, right? And these two teams are looking for a chance to make it pretty far and everything. The first game I'm going to talk about first is the Chicago, Illinois versus, first off, I want to talk about Auburn versus Florida Gators. These two teams are going to play each other at 1 o'clock. And based on the matchup, Brom averages 16.2 points. Clayton Jr. averages 17.3 points, 54% from the field goal from Brom. Clayton Jr. averages 42.9 field goal percentage and 87 free throw, 59 free throw. I think the Florida Gators win at least by 3 or 4 points today. I think it's going to be a close game to the first to the second half, but we will see who comes on top. I think Florida Gators got that first game. And for the field goal, for points per game, Auburn has 83.2 points per game. Florida has 85.7 points per game. Rebounds per game, 37.9 to the Auburn, and then 42.8 for Florida Gators. 18 average assists for Auburn, and then 15.1 for the Gators, 6.1 blocks for Auburn, 5.2 for Gators, 7.4 average steals, 6.6 Gators, Florida Gators, 68.1 average points, 78.3 average points against. And Auburn's on a 5-game winning streak, and Florida Gators are on a 3-game winning streak. So both teams are on a winning streak. One of these teams are going to have to lose today. I just think Auburn's going to lose today by 4 points, so we'll see. The next game at 3:30, it's going to be Chicago, Illinois versus Wisconsin. And so with this game right here, you got to look at these two players right here. T. Shannon Jr. For Chicago, Illinois. Shannon Jr. averages 22.6 points, 46.8 field goal percentage, and an 80 free throw. He'd be carrying this team to victory for Chicago, Illinois. And with this guy, A. Store, he averages 16.7 points, 44% from the field goal, 81.4. And then with that being said, points per game, 84.2, 74.7. And with that being said, I think that Chicago, Illinois will win this game, in my opinion, by at least 5 or 6 points, but close game too. But we'll see. And with that being said, everybody, the New England Revolution also play today. The Revolution are doing all right in the regular season, but they've been paying more attention to the playoffs that they're in, this tournament that they're in. So they're going to play against FC Cincinnati, Apple TV Plus for free at Gillette Stadium, Sunday, March 17 on St. Patrick's Day. It should be an exciting game to watch, everyone. So go tune in at 2 o'clock, Apple TV Plus against FC Cincinnati against the Revolution. They should be able to win this game. I think the score would be like 2-1, in my opinion, if the Revolution win. So we'll see, though. Good luck to New England. Caleb Porter trying to get his first win. Let's go, Revs. Come on. We got this. And everything being said, the Celtics played the Washington Wizards today, I believe. They played the Washington Wizards. And I do believe the Boston Celtics should win this game. Yep, they do. They play at 6 o'clock p.m. today against the Washington Wizards, Jordan Poole. The Celtics should be able to win because they're just a better and stronger team. I think it might be a blowout with this game right here. In my opinion, they're playing a really not a good team right now, because you've seen what the Washington Wizards do without Kristaps Porzingis. They're not really that good. They're like 11-56. Celtics are 52-14. So Kristaps Porzingis is still out with the injury. So gonna play without Kristaps Porzingis. So that means that we're gonna have Al Horford, and we're gonna have the other guys step up. So, but we still will do well. So Tatum averages 26.8 points, 8.4 rebounds, and 5.0 assists. Kuzma averaged 22.3 points, 6.5, 4.1 assists. Jaylen Brown averages 22.7, 5.6 rebounds, 3.7 assists. And this should be an exciting game. I think this game's a blowout. In the money line bet, for if you want to bet this game, I would go with the Boston Celtics. Boston Celtics with this one. Minus 750. It should look like it's a good one. And Washington Wizards are plus 525. So that's, they're going to win more than 10 points this game. Guaranteed, 100%. Because the reason why I say that is because the Washington Wizards are not a strong team anymore like they used to be. But, like, yeah, this should be a blowout. So, yeah, the game preview, no Kristaps Porzingis, but we still do damage. You seen what we did to Golden State Warriors when we dominated and everything. So, yeah, it should be an exciting one. So, March 17th, that game starts early to tip off, 6 o'clock. The prediction rating for Celtics is 94.9 to 5.1. So, it should be, Celtics should guaranteed get this one. The players to watch. So, the injury report is Jaylen Brown's out, Derek White's out, Kristaps Porzingis is out. So, three players are out in this game. That's for March 18th. Oh, yeah, they're out. Three players are out. So, that means other guys got to step up this game. Other guys on the Celtics. But we still have it, though. We still got a deep bench. The other guys have to step up and do their thing. So, all right, everybody. That should be a good one for both teams to play at a high level. So, like I said again, the Celtics should be able to claim this victory to make that 53 wins. We are the first team that clinched a playoff spot, which is pretty good. So, we just got to continue to do those little things that we're doing in practice and in the games, implement into the games, and continue to be successful as the season goes along. And yeah, man, it should be exciting. So the games are about to tip off for college basketball. So like I said again, everybody, I got Chicago, Illinois beating Wisconsin, and I got and then I got the other side of the bracket. Auburn losing to, I have Auburn losing today. So, we'll see who comes on top. We'll see who comes on top. It should be a good one. Good battle. So, we'll see. With that being said, everybody takes care. Stay blessed. Stay highly favored. And just keep grinding, you know, never stop. I had a game yesterday for Cambridge Warriors, and we went 10-0. We won both games, and we were able to do our thing. The thing that makes our team so great is that we have so much chemistry. No matter what they put on us, we're able to dissect the defense and able to put a hurting to the other teams with our depth, because we played so long. And once you have that chemistry over time, it makes it so much easier for us to play, because we're not having to rely on one person. Everyone does their part at the end of the day. And we just see each other and, like, you know, play to a capability of where we could play at a high level consistently, day in and day out, and which is pretty cool to see. Because the way we end up playing is that, like, it's just really good. And it comes down to the chemistry, I feel like. Chemistry and speed kills in a game of sports. You know, that included a little bit of running in it. And so, yeah, it was the Clevin Clancy tournament, the basketball tournament 2024. It was at Newton North. We did it well. We went 10-0. And we just did our thing, man. We just performed at a high level and did what we had to do every single day. We fought hard. We won. My dad ended up being there to support me, which was pretty cool to see. Yeah. So, yep, both games we won by, like, pretty good margin, like, lead. So that was pretty good. So, with that being said, you know, one thing I want to end this on a quote, on a good note, is just, like, no matter what you do in your life, just never give up. Never give up on your dreams. If you have a dream, pursue it no matter what. And continue to focus on yourself and your well-being to be the best version of yourself. And to continue to do what you love. And not to let people decide what you want for you. And decide for yourself what you want. Because at the end of the day, this is your world. And this is what you can create. And just do the things that you always wanted to do in your life. And create that. Make it into reality one day for yourself. And you never know what could happen in this world. So just continue to do that. Just keep working hard, you know. Never give up mentality and just keep doing what you're doing. And just everybody take care. Stay blessed. This is the one and only Rally Sports Talk Show. The one and only Rally Sports Talk Show in Boston. Y'all take care. March Madness is about to start soon, 12:55. So I'm going to go watch that game. But everyone, thank you for tuning in on another edition of Rally Sports Talk Show. Rally is out. Peace.